to call you back just as soon as I can.
The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I guess it was just a glitch, wasn't it? One voicemail that apparently was left. Because, you know, again, I have no idea if this somehow the account isn't even real anymore. Clearly, it's either I'm specifically blocked, which is a possibility, or because eSystems South is no more, you know, nobody cares. I don't know. A possibility has come up, well, an idea. Well, put it this way, encouragement that there are doors open. But real quick, I had a delightful interaction with a friend of mine who's been a missionary in two continents, and we discussed some various things. And he made a comment about, I have a friend in Qatar right now who is engaging soccer fans on the streets because there's, I guess, some, was it the World Cup or whatever it is, some kind of soccer thing happening. But, and boy, do they put a lot of money in that. And part of my response was, the other things, but I do watch a lot of news from Al Jazeera, which is based in Doha, Qatar. While it's often hard to stomach, occasionally I see real hope in that country for the follower of Christ. Probably the biggest hurdle is not the Islamic influence, but they are a rich country. there are a lot of camels in that part of the world, and I wonder how many go through the eye of needles. You know, and so you have to, you know, understand what I was saying, but he does, obviously, and his response was, I'm sure that's part of the problem over there, quoting the camels thing, because you know when I look at places like that, I mean some of these people live in extreme opulence. You know, obviously, like it's no longer the other king, but now MBS is called, you know, Mohammed bin Salman, who is the crown prince, not the king yet, but apparently the king is. Gotten way too old because, you know, every time he's been out in public, it's kind of just, so he's a very old man. MBS has a reputation of being very much the strong arm man. He will do things to maintain or gain power I mean, I remember the time that he had a whole bunch of his peers locked up in a really high-end hotel and said, you know, you cough over billions and I'll let you live kind of thing. It was an interesting event. But anyway, I'm going to leave two videos because this week I worked on the tools because to make the information that Shofar Nexus has to be able to allow you to do data collection on your communications and to be able to control things like, if you know, one of the great things is because of the tools that I have, and you know, I see this on a Windows machine and it's constantly talking to Microsoft because I have the, you know, I have the tools to see that it's doing a lot of queries to them, and with the DNS tools that I have, one, I can see it. I can see the querying of, you know, in that part of it. The you know, give me whatever at Microsoft, and so I can see that traffic, and because of the technique I use, I record that stuff. This was queried. You know, I can record every single query or just hear the last 50 is typical and the total number. And when the first one occurred and when the last one occurred. But anyway, you know, and I've pondered a lot of other things, but that's very secondary for the moment. But the other thing is, because this is the tool that allows you, because instead of having Windows or a third party like Google, obviously, do that work of taking the Kozlowski.org and changing it to the IP address, which is called the domain name system. Shopper Nexus does that, but you can either go and get the so-called authoritative one. If I go to .com and then to Microsoft and then to whatever particular server they want, I could say, oh, I see them. I can decide I don't want them to get there. So I don't have to touch Windows or anything of that nature. I'll simply go and say, all right, when the query goes to that address, I'll say, oh, I'll give you the answer. You won't have to go to Microsoft. I'll give you the answer. And I'll direct you to either, nowhere, for example, or to, potentially, depending upon your purposes, to another site, your own machine, whatever. So these doors have opened. And for the geek, to be able to see what's happening can be very valuable, especially if you want to do forensics, somebody's, or preventative care kind of thing. Somebody's attacking my machines, my corporation, my organization, whatever. And I can see the details now, hopefully much clearer. And I can say, all right, we're going to prevent people from going to a particular place. The other thing could be, a business. You can say, all right, we have people watching, pornography or whatever, and we're going to eliminate some of these places. I mean, you can do things like that. Of course, the fundamental purpose is to be able to go to places that no one else can, because, for example, my website is actually not Kozlowski.org, but it's at Kozlowski. And I have my private site, john.kozlowski, not .org, just .kozlowski. The top level domain is Kozlowski. And what I do is the Kozlowski is the Kozlowski.org. It's just an alias for it. But the john.kozlowski, you can't get to. I can, because it's local. But using that technique, you could have an organization, a family or whatever, have their own private stuff that works with the system as normal, except no one can get to it except those who they, who have in their DNS system these IP addresses and whatnot. It's a tool that can be useful. To be able to see that, to make it clear, this is what's happening. I've been working on that on a couple areas this week, and I think I made some reasonable progress. And I'm trying to decide, because it's taking so long, because my hope is to focus on the email list, to do this well, and then be able to tell people, look, here's this new part, and maybe develop an email list, and someone on the email list will finally connect with me. I'll find the Charles, or I'll find, maybe somebody says, yes, I want this particular feature, and pay for it. That would be helpful. Oh, very much so. But one of the things that's related to that is there's the two videos I gave you. One, again, is Max Blumenthal, where he went to the State Department's press conference and asked some questions and did not get a good, solid answer. I appreciate a lot of, because he asked about, they talk about genocide in one context, but in the context of, specifically Israel. No, that's not genocide. I think he used the example of they called out, the State Department called the Chinese as doing genocide with the Uyghurs. But they do not call out Israel for doing genocide with the Palestinians. And it's, and of course there's more, by far more evidence. Again, I think it's important to remember, apparently now over 1% of the population of Gaza has been killed in war in the last little over 3 months. But of the Christian community within, it's something like 2 to 3%. So it's a higher percentage of the Christian community being targeted. Why is that? But you know, and I've only seen one or two people mention that. I think that's important. You know, especially to the Christian Zionists. Anyway, but on the same thing, there's a thing, and it's what you use the image of. A Dutch billboard campaign raises money to counter Israeli propaganda. Apparently, this woman was troubled by some of these electronic billboards in Holland that were being put out, paid for by the government of Israel, to show, well, as they call it, Israeli propaganda. The idea of here's somebody who's, you know, here's a child that's been captive. You know, they have thousands upon thousands of Palestinians in captivity for years. But suddenly, these are the important ones. It's fascinating. But this woman apparently saw that and said, well, there's a problem there. You talk about the Israelis being kept held captive. And what about the other side of the story? And so she raised, apparently, she said apparently in a few days, raised $80,000 to do this billboard campaign to show a different side. Show it from the, you're killing the Palestinians. It's genocide of the Palestinians. And I found that fascinating. You know, again, separate the issue from the what could be done with this in other areas. Although I would agree with this woman. The mass slaughter of Palestinians is just not a good idea, because that would be anti-Semitic. Because, again, Palestinians, Arabs, are Semitic people from the biblical perspective, not from Zionist perspective. But anyway, you know, because both descended of Abraham, so forth. And it's actually descended of Shem, but that's another issue. The thing about this is, what I need is something like this. And this is why I'm trying to do intensely put the effort in getting the email list right. Because if I do the email list with the various characteristics that I've been trying to work on to make it significant, somebody like this, you know, who could raise $80,000 in a few days, could say, I want that, because of whatever purpose I have, to be able to get communications out, and the techniques I have using prevent a huge amount of censorship, and again, it's there's no control. If somebody says, yes, I want this, well, here's the software, I can't stop them. Once they have it, they have it. I can't stop them. That's the point. You know, it's similar to the idea when I say, you know, I'm going to look at the scripture because I want to know what God says, because I'm not the reference he is. In a similar way, I'm the guy who's developing the software to put it in somebody else's hands. And I can't, you know, I'm not the controller. You know, they may do things I disagree with. They may do things I agree with. But the point of doing this is, I know beyond question there are a whole lot of people I agree with that are being censored. And obviously this relates to the whistleblower, the sex slave, those kind of things, and the reconciliation stuff. So maybe this is a way to get that funded. But either way, I found that because I just got that today, I found it fascinating. But anyway, I am. Oh, you know, it is interesting, because I have what date is it supposed to be? Look at my calendar here. Yes, it appears next Wednesday I have a son who has a birthday. The day after, you may recall I've talked about the vaxxed bus and so forth, that all the people who were damaged with the vaccine sign their name on the bus, and I've asked, should George's name be in the bus? Children Health Defense is a somewhat kind of a related organization, and they're making a tour in a bus. It's going to be in Chattanooga next Thursday. So the birthday is Wednesday, and the bus is here in Chattanooga on Thursday, and I find that fascinating. It'd be kind of interesting to go to it, but you know, the organization is, I think, seems to put out a lot of great information, but they are very political, you know, because the head of the organization is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And of course, he apparently is collapsing in his campaign for president because of his being a Zionist. But anyway, that's another issue. But I just find it fascinating that they're here the day after my son's birthday, and my son, who I ask, should his name be in the bus? I'll leave you the picture of that. My lady, my wife. I was next to, there was a conversation going on between two gentlemen. I was here, and one gentleman is a apparently retired pastor, and the comment was made about, you know, income issues and whatnot. He said, you know, because years ago, as a pastor, he did not have he could opt out of Social Security, which he did. And now he kind of regrets it because he doesn't have the Social Security income. Oh, did I want to jump in, but figured that wasn't the time, because obviously next Wednesday is George's birthday, the following Thursday is mine, and I'm hoping that that day I will release my video on Social Security about, you know, practicing what I preach. I don't think it would go over well with this gentleman. So I kept my mouth shut. It's hard to do. Anyway, one other thing. Yesterday, I talked with a guy, I guess he's a teenager. He's a pastor's son. Oh, yes. He's a pastor's son. We talked a little bit about various things. And he, in the conversation, he did point to the two greatest commandments, you know, love the Lord, love your neighbor. And in our dialogue, I asked him, where's that found? Because we were talking about the difference in the Old Testament and New Testament, actually. And he said, well, it's the Ten Commandments. And obviously, I said, no, it's not. You know, and I pointed him to the Deuteronomy 6 and the Leviticus 19. And he's a pastor's son. And you know, his dad was there, not in the conversation, but he was there. And, oh, I wanted to jump more on that. But again, I'm desperately trying to know how to speak boldly, but not arrogantly, and not cause a confrontation just for the confrontation. I want to encourage. I'll stop. My lady, my wife, I'm pressing hard. I'm exhausted. But I'm pressing hard. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.